Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. Now, before you start picturing me in a toga and sandals, let me tell you, Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots, it's about finding strength and wisdom even when life throws you curveballs. And trust me, in today's crazy world, we could all use a little extra strength, right? Especially when it comes to those pesky feelings of depression and anxiety that seem to be lurking around every corner. But hold on tight, because we're diving deep into Stoic strategies that can actually help you navigate these tough emotions and emerge stronger than ever before. Ever felt like you're drowning in a sea of negativity? You know that feeling when your mind just won't shut off, thoughts swirling like a tornado, leaving you exhausted and overwhelmed. That's anxiety whispering in your ear, trying to take control. And depression can feel like a dark cloud hanging over everything, sucking the joy out of even the simplest things. But here's the beautiful thing about Stoicism. It doesn't tell you to ignore these feelings or pretend they don't exist. Instead, it gives you powerful tools to understand them, manage them, and ultimately overcome them. So, what are these game-changing strategies? Well, let me break down 5 key takeaways that can make a world of difference. First, remember that your emotions are not your master. They're simply messengers trying to tell you something. Stoicism teaches us to observe our feelings without getting swept away by them. Think of it like watching the waves crash on the shore. Acknowledge their power, but don't let them pull you under. Second, focus on what's within your control. We can't always control external events, traffic jams, bad news, a difficult coworker, but we can control our reactions to those events. Choose to respond with calmness and wisdom instead of letting anger or frustration take the wheel. Third, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but shifting your focus towards what you're thankful for can have a profound impact on your mental well-being. Make it a habit to acknowledge the good things in your life, big and small, a sunny day, a delicious meal, a kind gesture from a stranger. These little moments of gratitude can help shift your perspective and brighten even the darkest days. Fourth, cultivate meaningful connections. Humans are social creatures, wired for connection. Strong relationships provide support, understanding, and a sense of belonging that's essential for mental well-being. Make time for loved ones, reach out to someone who needs a listening ear, or join a community where you can share your experiences and build genuine connections. And finally, embrace the power of self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, it's about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Prioritize activities that bring you joy and relaxation: reading, spending time in nature, listening to music, practicing mindfulness. Taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential for your overall well-being. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a young woman juggling a demanding job, family responsibilities, and the constant pressure to do it all. She's feeling overwhelmed, anxious, and constantly battling negative thoughts. Sounds familiar? But Sarah decides to try some Stoic practices. She starts journaling her thoughts and feelings, acknowledging them without judgment. She focuses on what she can control: her actions, her attitude, her responses, and lets go of things outside her realm of influence. She makes time for daily walks in nature, practicing mindfulness and gratitude along the way. And most importantly, she reaches out to a trusted friend for support, sharing her struggles and finding comfort in their understanding. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel a shift within herself. The anxiety begins to lessen, replaced by a newfound sense of calm and resilience. She's still facing challenges, but now she has the tools to navigate them with strength and grace. Remember, overcoming depression and anxiety isn't about finding a quick fix, it's about making gradual changes, cultivating healthy habits, and building inner strength. The Stoic philosophy provides a powerful framework for navigating life's ups and downs with wisdom, resilience, and courage. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step today. Start practicing some of these strategies, share this episode with someone who might benefit from it, and let's build a community of strength and support together. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.